for the 24th, and we have Miss Delilah Ferguson with us, and she will be talking on a topic that I feel is extremely important, and that being Just Enough is the Killer of Success. Wow, the title alone is amazing. So I'm going to get started with reading her bio. As we know, within the Slay series, we are dealing with things that will help us in our personal lives, as well as help us grow in our business life, right? So it's personal and career, personal mm-hmm. and business. That's the whole premise of what Empowering Her is when it comes to dealing with and supporting women. So Miss Delilah has a long career working in the public sector of the state of Connecticut as a social worker, building strong families for stronger communities. She specializes in child and family protection services, mental health, substance abuse, and working with at-risk youth in various settings. Miss Delilah, the Women's Confident Coach and licensed cosmetologist, evolved after analyzing why some clients just could not sustain and build on the progress they were making towards the path of restoring their brokenness. She began the journey working with women of color, helping them to look their best each day by teaching them to manage simple fashion combinations, powerful hairstyles, and fabulous makeup. So this will explain her new cut. Yeah. during this process of empowering through beauty and going through the life lessons in her self-care academy, she has helped many women build their confidence, restore their beauty and mind from brokenness, and truly love themselves and our creator. Her greatest joy is seeing the chain of reaction, a changed life, changing another life. Mm-hmm. I love that. That's an awesome bio. So thank I you. Do want to welcome Miss Delilah Ferguson, who will be speaking with us again on the topic of Just Enough is the Killer of Success. So go ahead. You now have the floor.
Hi, everyone. I hope everyone is having an amazing night. My name is actually pronounced Dahlia, so I just wanted to... It's all right. Don't even worry about it. Listen, charge it to the head and not the heart. It's all good. Absolutely. So I'm going to... I want to just thank you so much for the introduction. I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak and... to speak to your tribe, and tribe, now we've become family. Every time I speak somewhere, the tribe now becomes my family because I leave a piece of me with you. So I want to thank you, Keisha, and your team, and just empower her and K&R Communications for the fourth quarter Slay. So let's shift into 2019 with confidence and power. So I'm going to be sharing my screen with you all. We have a slideshow. There's going to be some interactive things that we're going to do, and we're just going to get into it. All right, so let me just get into the screen sharing. All right, can everybody see the screen?
Yeah, looks good.
All right, so let me go here. There we go. We've got some pretty graphics going on. So our topic tonight is Just Enough is the Killer of Success. And as you can see, this is a presentation that I'm doing because I just feel like a lot of times what happens is with this powerful topic is that, like, in my life, I've seen a lot of women and families that have worked. I've worked with them over the years, and that phrase "just enough" is just something that even I went through at a period of my life. And I had coaches, I had gurus, I had women empowerment leaders tell me I was enough. And so at that time, I understood it as I am enough. You know, I understood that as I'm more than enough at my current situation. But, you know, as you get over this hump of being just enough, you realize over time that just enough is debilitating. It's something that can be like an addictive drug. And it becomes addictive because you have just enough money, you have just enough food, you have just enough clothes, you have just enough housing, you're with somebody who's just enough, right? But I realized that I needed to shift my own mindset to thinking of more than. So I had to ask God and I had to plan for more than, and I had to ask him for what was in my overflow and I needed to claim it. So let's get into the slides. So first thing we're gonna do, before we do the presentation, we have a few things. In the next couple slides, we're going to take out the trash. And then after we take out the trash, we're gonna do some deep breathing. And then we're gonna set some ground rules and we're gonna look at some definitions and then really get into the presentation. So if you have your paper and your pen with you handy, which I hope that some of you do, the first thing I want you to do is write one thing that's in the forefront of your mind that may be blocking you. One thing. And I'll just give you a few moments to think about it. You know, something that you want to do, but you're just like, oh man, I can't do it. Just something that's blocking you. The second thing you're going to write, and it is on the screen, so you can go ahead if you'd like, is you're going to write one self-doubting statement. Because this is so powerful. A lot of times we tell ourselves that we cannot do something, and you know, that becomes our reality. So I want us to write down one self-doubting statement. The next thing that we're going to do is write one thing you feel is a resource that you do not have and you need it to get to your goals. Now, after you've written those three things, and I'm talking, and some of you may still be writing, and that's fine. But after you've written those three things, what I want you to do is take your pen and put a box around those three things. And this is your trash bag. And we're gonna come back to the trash bag, and you're gonna understand why I had us take out the trash first. Okay? So now the next thing that we're going to do is we're gonna do some deep breathing exercises. So I'm gonna share my deep breathing exercise with you and some of the things that I do. Okay? So I want everyone to close their eyes. And you're gonna clear your mind. Okay? And how I clear my mind is that I think of a white piece of paper. And the thing about the white piece of paper that it's blank, there's nothing on it. It's a clean slate. So we're going to think about that white piece of paper and we're going to focus on the white piece of paper. Nothing on it. It's clear. It's blank. It's a clean slate. A white piece of paper that is blank. It is clear. It is a clean slate. Now, what we're going to do as we keep our eyes closed and we think about these things about the white paper, we're going to take three deep breaths. And we're going to the first one. Exhale in and out. And we're going to do it again. In and out. So we are taking in. And one more time, we're breathing out. Now that we've done that, before you open your eyes, you're going to think about your number one goal. And that's what we're going to focus on tonight, your number one goal. And now, you guys, you can open your eyes. So here are some ground rules, which I like to have every single time I go somewhere and I speak. The number one thing is that you have to have an open mind because if you don't have an open mind, you cannot receive the information in the way that you need to receive it. So that means that you are blocking out everything else on the external. Right now, this time is about you. So you're going to focus on the things that you want. Focus on the things that you want. And while we're sitting here, a lot of times what we do is we hear a voice and we don't pay attention to it. So we're going to respect, pay attention to, and value our own thoughts. Now, we're going to understand that we are more than. And you have to have more than what you need to live your best life. So being able to understand that you have more than, it's going to be on tap. It's on tap. So anytime you want it, you know what? Boom, it's on tap. I got it. All right? So let's move on to the next slide. So we are going to look at the definition of just. So I looked in the Webster-Merriam dictionary, and there were adjectives and adverbs. So I took a couple of the definitions and I put them together. So the adjective is conforming to fact or reason, conforming to standards of correctness. The adverb is exact, precise, by a small margin, only, simply, almost. Okay? So just enough is a place where there's strongholds and brokenness. You can't heal in a place where you're broken or you feel that you lost some of your value. So let's do some math, right? If you're 35, and I'm going to use that age because I'm 40 years old and 35 was one of the periods of my life where I had like the hardest and roughest heartbreak of my life. I didn't even think I was going to recover from that. So your mind actually stops at the place of trauma. So if you're 40, you're 40 with 5 years of excess trauma. And just enough is when you start to, that's where you start to operate from. So it's your place of brokenness. So that's where your just enough starts to come in. Anytime you have some type of trauma, you're kind of like, you're stuck right there. So your just enough is basically taking whatever life gives you, and that's the box that you put yourself in, and you allow others to put yourself in that box too. So the just enough, it's comfortable, but what you have to understand about it is that you have an unlimited power to make a supernatural shift and abandon everyone's ideals and create your own lane. So the things you are doing and the things that you are speaking, and I'm going to speak them in present terms, are and is, it's beyond reason, right? So if it's beyond reason, you can't conform to any fact or reason. You can't conform to the standard. It is beyond reason. And it can't be precise or exact because what you're doing, it's more than supernatural. So if you're living in the just, you're living right here. And not right here. This is where you need to be at, because that just enough mentality where you're stuck at, that's what's killing your success. That's part of it anyways. So now we're going to look at the next definition. We're looking at shift, because this shift happens. It's happening actually right now, because what you did was you registered for this fourth quarter slay. And the fact that you're sitting here right now, you're participating in this presentation, is the beginning of your shift. So we are going to be breaking some just barriers. So the definition of shift is to move or cause to move from one place to another, especially over a small distance. But what we're doing is we're not moving from a small distance. We're moving to a larger distance. So it's the change in the position of one's body, the change in the emphasis or the direction or the focus. So you've got to shift. You've got to change things around in order to get something supernatural, something more than what you need, because you should be operating it from your overflow. Anything that is for you is in your cup. Anything for anyone else, you should have an overflow so you can operate from that, so you're constantly replenishing, constantly filled. So let's get into it. When you think about it, like, have you ever been someone's just enough? Think about that, right? That doesn't last too long. Any relationship that you like, you know what, he's enough. He's just enough for me, right? It doesn't last long. And the reason it doesn't last long is because you know in the back of your mind that you deserve and you desire something more than what you have. So even if you have had just enough money, like I said, just enough time, anything that's just enough, you always end up desiring to have more. So have you ever made it to somewhere like just in enough time? Like, think about how you feel. When you're going to work, you're supposed to be there at 10 and you get there at 9:55, right? You're scrambling. That's like just enough time, but it's not enough time to get your thoughts together to actually process your day, how your day is going to go. So it's really just enough. So one of the things I like to do are action steps and anything that's an action. So just think about this just enough feeling and how you feel being someone's just enough, having someone that's just enough, or having just enough time, or just that just enough. What does that mean to you in your mind? So think about that feeling. So we're going to hold on to that feeling, okay? So let's see. Just enough, it's like an addiction, right? You get used to it, and just enough is just having enough over time. So you get comfortable, and that kills your success. So let's look at your toolbox. I love having toolbox because I think that they're really fun ways to look at things. Everyone needs a toolbox. There's always something in the toolbox. And if you really think about what a toolbox is, you have everything you need in there to fix something that's broken, make it brand new. You know, it's just something for everything. So I have four things in my toolbox that I wanted to share with you. And the first thing is the God positioning system, right? Which is your GPS. So you have a position, an assignment, and an anointing. You are a rare gem. All that you went through, basically what it was doing was positioning you, was ordering your steps to where you need to be right now, right down to the time, the place, what you're wearing, how you decide to do your hair, what you decide to put your makeup on, the people you're supposed to be networking with. It's everything. And I've learned that if God ain't in it, you might as well throw the whole goal away. Because by yourself, you can do nothing. The way you want to do it, like how we want to do it, we want to shift and we want to slay. You can't do it by yourself because it requires supernatural power. So you got to go to the higher supernatural power to get this thing. So you need your GPS to guide you in where you need to be. So now you have your mind, right? So let's look at your intellectual property. Those are your thoughts, your ideas, your manuscripts, your designs. So this is, it's your receiving portal. That's basically what it is. So your receiving portal is everything that you see, everything that you hear, even the things that you think and anything that you say, right? Those are your receiving portals. So your thoughts, they become words. Your words, they become actions. Your actions, they become things. So you need to surround yourself with people and things that align with your purpose. With your purpose, your plans, your goals. You have to invest in yourself. It's like not something that, oh, maybe I might. No, you have to invest in yourself. Because when you invest in yourself, that just levels up your intellectual property. What it does is it just helps you to elevate. You go to conferences, you go to summits, you are in groups, you do things like this that helps your intellectual property to elevate. Okay? So, and you know, the thing is, I don't even watch TV. I'm like so selective about what I watch because a lot of times nowadays what's on is like reality TV, and you watch these reality TVs and you come off the reality TV. You haven't learned anything. You just wasted an hour of your life you can't get back. And then you feel like you want to fight somebody. So I don't even watch TV because now like I'm in school and I told myself one day, I was like, oh, I got some downtime. Maybe I'll watch TV. I watched TV and I was like, what did I just do? Because I felt like I was being held hostage and I wasn't being productive. I wasn't working on my goals. So it's like, you know, that's a receiving portal. It's what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing. Is this something that's aligning with my goals? No, it's not. So for me personally, I don't watch TV just because it doesn't go along with my goals. The third thing is a notebook and a special pen. You need this. It's like not a, ooh, maybe I might. So you have to think about it. Have you written it down? If you've written it down, have you prayed about it? The Bible says to write the vision and make it plain. And it goes on to say, for the vision is only for a while, it's going to speak and not lie. And where there's no vision, the people will perish. So in order to actually get to your goals, you have to have a vision. You have to write it down. You keep a notebook and that pen at you all time. The words that you write, they should vibrate so high off that paper that your goals start to come to life immediately. So again, your thoughts become words, your words become actions, your actions become things. So I have a notebook probably in every single room of the house, even in my car. I have it at work because the minute that I think about something, I start writing. I just write. So I've written a book off of doing that. I even have like those large presentation post-its, and I put them in my room and in my hallway. So I have three of them in my room, and I have seven, now eight post-its in my hallway. And off the notebooks and the post-its, I've written three courses, now four. I've written a cookbook, and I've planned two conferences and one summit. And those are all things that are going to be happening between now and 2019. I had to write it down. I had to make my vision plain. That's my manuscript. It's the things that I want for my life. I cannot settle with having just enough. And I hope that none of you guys, after leaving this meeting tonight, will be okay with settling for just enough. Sit down and write your manuscript, everything that you want for your life, down to the way that you want your car to look, your home to look, your hair, your body, everything, everything. The fourth thing that I have, and I feel like this is actually the most important tool, is your prayers. I actually write my prayers out as well. I have a couple of different, I have like three different prayer notebooks, and I have some prayer boxes. I wanted to get the boxes, but they're way over there. So I can't really show them to you, but they're basically decorative shoe boxes, and I have three. One is for my own prayers, one is for my family members, and one of them is for a completed box. So I have three boxes for that, which I think like that's really important because you'll be able to go back and look at it. But you have to ask yourself, you know, how many times are we guilty of being distracted while praying? I'm going to raise my hand. Me. Because I've been like, oh, yes, I'm praying. And then next thing you know, I fall asleep, right? Or my mind goes somewhere else. And I start thinking about things. Next thing you know, I've picked up my phone and I haven't even finished praying. So what I started to do is I started to really write the prayers down in the notebook. So that way I can spend my time with God, and I can write the prayers and then read it back to myself and then say them out loud to God. There is nothing that you should be doing where you're not spending enough time with God, because nothing that you do should be dictating your time. And if you're able to sit down with your notebook and you pray and then you spend that time with God, that's going to do more than shift your atmosphere. That's going to get you to that place and the goals a lot quicker and sooner, because now you see the things happening. There's like, boom, that spark. And now you say, you know what? I just prayed about this today. I prayed about it today, and look at it, it's happening. So the prayer is really, really important. So she ready. Y'all ready? Because I'm ready to recharge. So how I recharge, I've listed a few things here. And the first thing that I do and the last thing that I do is I start and end my day with gratitude. I'm grateful for a lot of things. The first thing that I'm grateful for is the fact that, number one, I'm breathing and I'm able to open my eyes and I have my limbs that I'm able to use, and I can be so animated and I can snap with y'all, and you know, you could do the wobble and all that stuff. So I'm happy that I have all of that stuff with me in a sound mind. So start and end your day with gratitude. There has to be a reconditioning of your mind. It's called a mindset makeover, and I hear that term being used so heavily, but it really is a mindset makeover. So one of the things that you have to do when you have a mindset makeover is that you have to be in flow. You have to let stuff go. You have to let go and forgive daily. The more you do it, the more it becomes natural. So now you're in flow, and so let's think about how it goes. You're grateful. You're in flow. You don't have like the worries and the cares. Someone does or says something to you, it's not going to make you pop off on them, you know. You're going to say, all right, this is what's going on. You know, I can manage and I can handle this differently. And the next thing that you're going to do is you change your language. So you change your language, you change your outcome. So you have to speak life and positivity into your goals and yourself and others around you. So much happens when you speak positivity. You have to align yourself with the things that elevate and position you for your goals. So if something doesn't align with your purpose, it's okay to say no. No in your adult life is a complete sentence, and you have the absolute power to exercise that right. You have to be actionable. Nike has a slogan and it says just do it. This is the only time that I feel like the word justice is it gives justice. Just do it. So, a lot of times we overthink, and that's another killer. Perfectionism is just as bad as procrastination. Don't wait till it's perfect. When God gives you an idea, you have to run with it. Because he gives you that idea for that time and space. And if you don't do it that time and space, you'll be watching TV and like, man, I had that idea. But guess what? You didn't act on it. So it's no longer your idea. God had to give it to somebody else that was going to execute it in a powerful way. So when you have something that God gives you an idea, you have to be actionable and you have to just do it. So then you're going to go right back into your toolbox. And back into your toolbox, you look at your global position, your God positioning system. You look at what your mind is like. You pull out your notebook and your prayer. And you're going to repeat these things day in and day out. The more that you do it, the more it becomes natural to you. Okay? So let's go back into our trash, right? We're going to do a little digging. So we're going to turn that trash to treasure. So now what you're going to do is you're going to write one thing that makes you feel limitless. Because now you're thinking about everything that you have that makes you feel like you're more than. So you're going to write one thing that makes you feel limitless. The next thing that you're going to do is you're going to write this I am statement. So what is your I am statement? I am powerful. I am strong. I am beautiful. I am supernatural. I am walking in my divinity. Whatever your I am statement is, that's what you're going to write. The third thing that you're going to do is you're going to write one actionable thing that you're going to do to get to your goal. So if you say that you want to sell out a course. How are you going to sell this course out? What is the thing that you're going to do to get there? So you have to think about one actionable thing. The first thing that you're gonna do is probably a survey to your tribe, to your audience, to see what course you even need to be writing that actually meets the needs of your community. Then you're going to create something around it. And each day you're going to do something that's going to build and build and build until you get to that goal. And you can use these three things with any goal that you have. And I'm doing one thing because I feel like that's attainable. I usually do three, but I feel like for today we're going to do one thing. So this is your actionable affirmation. So what you're going to do with it is you're going to post it. You're going to read it daily and you're going to do one thing that gets you closer to your goal. Your actionable affirmation. A lot of time people have an affirmation, but it's not necessarily actionable. So you can say, let's see, one thing that makes me feel limitless is that I serve God, right? So if you know me, that's I'm all about God. So I am a daughter of the King. That's also an I am statement. And I am powerful, and I'm going to walk in my divinity daily to get to the thing that I need, right? So that's my actionable affirmation. I've just told you what makes me feel limitless, who I am, and the thing that I'm going to do to get to the goal that I want. So I always like my actionable thing that I always do is I'm always in front of my laptop. I'm always writing something for my courses, or I'm over here having a conversation with someone I'm coaching. Those are the things that I'm doing that gets me closer to my goal of actually having success. That's really important to me. So you have to make a conscious decision as we're coming to a close that you're going to let go of the just enough mentality, then you will rise higher. There will be a continuous momentum and discipline. You have to have that to shift into your supernatural power so that you can level up. So So I'm going to say that again because I felt like when I wrote that, I was like, oh, that was a good one. So you have to make a conscious decision that you're going to let go of the just enough mentality. Then you will rise higher. Then there will be continuous momentum and discipline to shift into your supernatural power, and you will level up. So I hope that everyone enjoyed that. I just wanted to share some things with you before we get into any questions that anyone may have. So let's see. Here I am. That's me. This is my coaching practice is Go Confident Women. And so I'm inviting all of you to join the Go Confident Women movement. And you can find me at Facebook. I have two, well, I'm more than two Instagram pages, but these are the two right here. So the Miss Dahlia is for the coaching, and the Miss Dahlia Styles Hair is really for my hair business. And you can just follow me on Facebook. And I just wanted to share with you a few things that I have as well going on. And so as of November 1st, we're going to have a 6 a.m. prayer. And that's going to be on Mondays. On Wednesdays, we're going to have something called We Work, and that's my nutrition and fitness coaching. And then on Thursdays, we're going to have a confidence walk. So on Mondays, you know, a lot of people, I'm up like 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. And sometimes I post on Facebook, and a lot of times people are like, you know, someone asked me specific, is there a prayer group for people who are up this early in the morning? And I'm like, no. So I've actually, after one person asked me, many, many people keep asking me. So I said, you know what? November 1st is when I'm starting with the confidence walk. And then the following Monday, I'm going to start with the 6 a.m. prayer group. And this is a number that you can call in. I'm going to leave this screen up for a little bit so you can write the number down. But the number is 712-432-6100. And the code is 294197 pound. So on the nutrition and fitness coaching, which will be on Wednesdays. It's a WeWork Wednesdays. With that, you can email me at coaching@msdahlih.com for more information on that, because we're gonna be working. That's why it's called WeWork. You're gonna get that body that you want, you're gonna get that mind right, you're gonna do all this stuff before 2019, because 2019 is a number. You can start today. It doesn't have to be January 1st. And the confidence walk is basically, I'm just going to be on Facebook Live, and I'm going to be walking and talking, because I love walking and talking. I love nature. Even if it's cold outside, I'm going to be out there. So these are the three things that I have going on, and you can just go to the website, www.goconfidentwomen.world, and you can just email me, like I said. And I will probably post some things in the community if you're there, so you can know what's going on. You can, you know, when you email me, you can join my mailing list so you know, because I have a lot of different things going on. I have about 4 different courses right now. And so everything will start towards November. Okay. So that's actually the end of my time with you. And we can get into some questions if anybody has any questions. Let me just stop the share. Okay. All right. So I don't know. How do I unmute? How do we start talking? Because I love interaction. So let's see. Had some chats here. Okay. I see building sales funnels for the holiday. Doing too much. Don't do too much, Keisha. Shift into position. Absolutely. I love these things. Okay. Let's see if we see more. I don't see more.
So we are going to go ahead and open up the floor for any questions. So if anyone has questions, you can type that into the chat box. Or if you want to unmute yourself and ask your question, you can do that. But the floor is open. And I'll go ahead and get started as people are asking, preparing their questions. Mm-hmm. And I love that you were talking about the shift. I actually wrote an empowerment journal at the beginning of this year, or at the end of last year for this year. And it was called Shift Into Position.
Wow.
And literally that idea of shifting, and that you can really cultivate and create your reality, so to speak. It's so tremendous. So I love, love, love that you talked about that, as well as affirmations and how that really, really play a part in your success as an individual.
Yeah.
So yes, I do feel like I'm doing too much. So my question, because I'm always creating, and it's like, once I finish one thing, I'm like, all right, let's do this now. Mm-hmm. And my brain almost doesn't stop. So today I'm like you, I don't watch a lot of TV, but today I was like, I'm going home, I'm drinking some wine, and I'm gonna watch a movie because I'm trying to turn my brain off. So my question to you would be, how do you balance working, you know, as a entrepreneur, having entrepreneur endeavors, and then, you know, being passionate about what it is that you're doing also with helping women and all of that? So that's my question.
So one of the things that I really learned is to keep things in your life simple. So for me, I love Facebook, but I know I need to limit my time on Facebook. And even though it's a marketing tool, I still need to limit my time on Facebook. I am in school as well, so I'm doing a master's degree program, and that in itself is a lot. So I've learned to focus on one thing at a time. Do one thing at a time. And once I finish that thing, give myself a little bit of downtime where I do something that I like, something I enjoy, in that self-care. And then I will get my mind together to get right back into the next thing. But you have to have that moment where you have that downtime, because that helps you to refocus. Because if you're going, there's no time for you to sit back and look at what's working for me right now. Am I taking care of myself? And this is what we go through, what is it called? Doing too much syndrome? DTM? We do it a DTM. We do the dude too much syndrome. And we go through that all the time where we like, man, I got to do this and that. My brain is always on. That's why I'm up at 3:00 in the morning, girl. But you know what I do to quiet it? I have to have that notebook and I got to write it down. And then I can go back to it, because what I call that is a spark file, right? So you're writing it down because it's an idea that has sparked. And you'll be so amazed that when you go back and you actually look at these ideas, how everything starts to connect and how everything is aligned with what you're doing. But you have to put that time in there for your self-care. If you don't do it, no one else will. And they are going to run you ragged if you let them. Okay? So that's my thing to you. Give yourself that downtime. Have that space and time. You know, just say, Keisha, give yourself one day or 2 days when you're in between something to regroup, refocus, recenter. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Do we have any other questions? Please feel free to unmute yourself or to put it inside the chat.
Yes, yes, yes. I was just reading your today. I will accomplish the task on my to-do list. I will set realistic goals in time management. Well, you know what? This is the funny thing about time management, right? We always say time management. So what that implies is that the time is managing us, instead of us managing the time. So I always switch that around, and I always have to put myself as the author of it, and I have to say how I manage my time. Because then if I don't say that, then the time ends up managing me. Next thing I know, I'm doing something for somebody else, and I didn't say no. So I always switch that around, and that's part of changing the language as well. And you said, I will do what I said I would do to have a successful day. Absolutely. So I have this book called and I need to advertise these things more, but that's part of my 2019. It's okay. So I have this book. It's called The Book of Intentions. And The Book of Intentions, it's a journal. It's a journal. And what you do is, at night, you sit down in your quiet time and you write out what your intention is for the next day. Because if you ever got up in the morning and tried to write something down in the morning, and then you're kind of rushing, you got all this stuff to do. So I write it down at the end of the night. I pray over it. And then when I get up in the morning, I just review it. I review it. And then next thing I know, at the end of the day, I've done about 3 things on that list. I might give myself like 3 and a bonus, right? So if I've gotten through the 3, then I go to the bonus. So by the time 5, 6 o'clock comes around, I'll look at it. I'm like, man, I I've already accomplished all of these three things, and then I do my bonus thing. But you have to set your intentions the night before, because I think that's where people kind of get it a little messed up, where they're like, you know what, I'm set my intentions today. You set the intentions the night before and it sets you up for success for the next morning. It's on your mind. You're going to accomplish it because you've already read it. You know exactly what it is. So, yeah, that book of intentions, it'll be out this year. Well, this coming year, I should say. So, it's important. Now, does anyone have any questions? Everybody's so quiet.
I know. So I love that, because I actually do that. So I write out my to-do list for the next day, the day before. So I need that book. Let me know when you release it. I will buy it.
Absolutely.
Yes, I love that. And I have journals all over the place too. So it really works. So I do.
You're muted.
I'm sorry. So we do have one question. I'm going to go ahead and unmute Miss Patricia.
Okay.
All right, Miss Patricia, you have the floor.
All right, good evening.
Good evening.
More of a comment. I think your presentation was excellent.
Oh, thank God.
And to you and Nikisha, you have to have, I'm in agreement, you have to have that downtime, because if you don't have any downtime, you're going to burn yourself out.
Absolutely. I'm just reading some of the, thank you so much for that comment. I mean, you know, when you set out to do something, you really never know how it's going to affect another, and you just have to go with what God gives you, and you just really have to put that passion into it, because he gives that to you. So thank you so much, Patricia. I don't know why. Oh, Fletcher. I'm reading Fletcher. Thank you, Patricia. I see a question. Oh, you feel spiritually fed. Thank you. Is your name Jan? No, J.
I'm here.
Okay. I was like, wait a minute. I don't hear nobody.
I had to unmute it and it wasn't working.
Okay.
Yes, I'm Jada. Hi.
Okay. What's your first name?
Jada.
Okay. See, I'm like Jan. I was like making up names, girl. Okay. So Jada, I'm glad that you felt spiritually fed. That's definitely, you know, when doing a presentation, that's something that I pray for, because I definitely want you to receive what God has given to you, and just using me as an instrument for that. So I thank you for that. Thank you. Now, did you have any questions, Jada?
I feel like you covered everything that, you know, I could absorb today. Today I've been on the move, doing a lot of stuff, but I'm glad that this happened, because I feel like this is just the break I needed, like, in the middle of all my crazy stuff.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm so glad that this was what you needed, you know? So thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now I see another question. How do you keep momentum on social media without being on platforms every day? Also, how do you stay focused on goals for without feeling all over the place? So one of the great things, Alicia, about social media is that you don't actually have to be on it all the time. You have to do something called setting up systems. So you have to go with things that you can automate your posts, so you don't actually have to be there when the posts are being posted. So there's an app called Planoly. That's one. Hootsuite. That's another. I think there's another one, but I know I use Hootsuite and Planoly for those two things, because the less time that I'm able to spend on social media, the more time I have to spend writing books or writing classes, planning mastermind groups and different things like that. So definitely you have to put systems in place so that you can automate everything. Later.com. Oh, I've got to use that one. I got to check that one out. Let me see. Where's my pen so I can write that down? Because that's later.com. That's okay. I'm going to check into the later.com, because I have been using Planoly. And I like that, but I'm always looking for something that gets the job done so that I can have my time where I can actually have my me time, because I don't want to spend my me time posting on social media unless I'm doing a live video. So, we have any other questions? Everybody's so quiet.
So I don't know if you want to address that last piece of her question. She talked about how do you stay focused on goals for without
feeling all over the place. Mm-hmm. So how do I stay focused is writing down my intentions. Whenever I write my intention down, that helps to keep me focused, because if it's not on the list, I can't really do it, because then it becomes an intention of something else, and it takes me elsewhere. So really being able to write down what my intentions are, it keeps me focused. And having that notebook and writing down the ideas, because when you have that downtime, you can actually flip open your notebook and look at the few pages that you've written and see what it is that your goal is and how you can execute it. So that helps you to actually write the goals. That's why it's like so good to write down and then review it. The review is just as powerful as writing it down. Anybody else have any more questions? Trying to see if there's anything else. Look at that. You see my email keep going on? Okay. All right. At least you got that. Review what's written. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so powerful. I have actually... And the thing about writing stuff down, because I'm a huge advocate for writing, because I was an English teacher for like a year. The thing about writing is that you could have written something 4 years ago. And then go back into your notebook and it's happening today. You know, so that's like that thing you get from one place to the next. So I always tell people, never give up. Don't give up, because what ends up happening, it could be year 5. And that's when you got your supernatural power. Because what I'm working on right now, this is like, I don't know, year 6 or so. So, you know, but I had to go through a series of things to understand what my purpose was and how much I needed God's supernatural power in my life, and how improving my prayer life and how surrounding myself with people who are aligned with my goal that God's going to send to me. I had to go through all that to understand how quickly things are happening. Because I literally was like, I turned 40 in August, and I was like, okay, I got a bunch of stuff that I want to do. And I just started working towards those goals. And then things just started happening. And I was like, what, God? All right, Jesus, I got you. You're not playing with me. Uh-huh. I like that. Move on me. Mm-hmm. So it was like, you know, I laugh because, like, there's nothing that God does that's rational, right? You could be, like, about to open this door and thinking you about to go in somewhere. And he's like, uh-uh, turn your butt around. You ain't going in there. And you just got to be like, I got you. He could be like, look, quit that job because it ain't for you. The thing you got to do is like, listen, understand that it's not necessarily rational, but you got to trust the process and understand that there's a plan behind it. And that's just been like my whole year. Nothing rational, but there's a plan behind it, you know? So I want to encourage everybody to just keep pressing forward no matter what. Like I said, you could have wrote something 4 years ago and this could be your year 5. Where you're making it, but you got to stay in that prayer life. You got to just listen to God's word. You cannot give up. It's like, there's like this cartoon that I saw. It was two guys. One was, they were both digging. And one of them, he was like literally about that much far from digging to get to the goal. He gave up. He walked away. The other one kept digging and he got the goal. He was the one who did not give up and he kept going. So I have to encourage everybody to just continue to go. And whatever you do, do it confidently. Because guess what, y'all? Confidence, that's what cuts them checks, okay? You cannot know a lick of nothing. You walk up in there like, you know what? My head is high and I got this. God is going to give you that supernatural power right there to have that confidence. And people be like, you know what? I'm going to pay you for this thing. And then you know what? Five other people is going to book you to do this thing. So you got to be confident in whatever God has given to you. Whatever your thing is, you got to be confident in that. And you're going to cut them checks. I'm going to give you that money. Okay? Then you're going to be over there talking like, she ready. Real talk. I told y'all I'm animated.
Yes, I love it. I love it. And I just have to kind of say to that, just kind of, I have a testament to writing things down my whole entire life. And Miss Patricia Fletcher, that's my mother. And she can attest to this.
Okay, hey mama.
That my mom bought me journals my whole life because I've been a writer and I write things down. So I was always writing. And my business is 3 years old this year as of October 3rd.
Congratulations.
And I wrote my business down verbatim in 2012. And it did not come into fruition until 2015. Like, I wrote that down, put it in the journal. I did move to a whole other state, and I forgot all about this journal. And I opened that journal one day as my business was in progress, I would say like a year and a half ago, and I was like, whoa. Okay, God.
Yeah, that's what I said. Listen, can we run over? Can we do some laps? Can we shout up in here? Can we hallelujah? Girl, listen. Yes, take it to church.
It's so real and so powerful. So write that thing down. Yes.
I'm telling you, get out of that just enough mentality. You got more than enough. More than enough. And that's where everyone is. You all are more than enough. Like, when people used to say, oh, just enough, I'd be like, just enough for what? Like, what's at the end of that? Just enough for what? Like, you gonna tell me I'm just enough to do what? Like, no, honey, I'm more than enough. I got the supernatural power of God, and I know I'm more than enough. So it's like, I always had to look at that. And when people say, oh, I'm more than enough, I'm like, you missing something. You better, the two words that I don't really use, and I'm very conscious of where it is just, because that puts a limit on things. So that's like that box right there where we had to put it in the trash. And then we had to take some stuff out because we needed to fix it. And the word can't. So those are the two words that I just do not like. I really try to take them out of my vocabulary. I'm conscious about the words that I use, because anything that is limiting, right? If I limit myself, somebody else is going to see that and limit me too. But if I give myself the permission, right, to be more than enough, to claim what God has for me, to be walk in my divinity, understand that there's supernatural power that supports me, and I use that same power, right? If I do that, somebody else is going to see that confidence that God has given to me. Like I said, they're going to write some checks. They're going to start paying you for stuff. And everything that you went through, definitely you're going to get paid for it. You went through some pain and suffering, girl, you better start writing them things down. That's going to be that book. That's that breakthrough. It's going to be called 5 Ways to Recover from a Heartbreak. Ooh, I need to write that down. That's a good book right there. Hold on one second, because oftentimes this is what happens, you know. Okay, there we go. Boom. I just wrote that down. That's the next book. It's real. It's real. I have enjoyed my time with everyone on the call. You know, if anyone else has anything that they want to say, they want to share, they want to shout hallelujah, they want to do that, I mean, come on with it, because I'm ready. I love praise reports, and I love to be in things like this where it's just exciting, especially like when I do live events, girl, everybody be up. So, you know, I hope that everyone was on their feet shouting too. And, you know, it's been an amazing, amazing time and experience. And when you have this girl again, I want to be on. I want to do it again.
Yes, ma'am. Got absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Dahlia.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Okay. I apologize for that in the beginning. I think I read it earlier. I was just like, all right, boom. I got it in my mind. So, it was just like locked in.
Right. So, you were in flow. But it's all right.
I apologize. but I, so we are planning for our conference, Empowering Her Weekend,
yes,
2019. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely loved everything that you said. So it's so funny because you were talking about writing things down. And before you got to the point of writing things down, I wrote your name down. I was like, bring her back.
Yes.
2019 conference. So we will be talking about that because yes, this presentation was absolutely phenomenal.
Wow, thank you.
Everybody needs to hear this. It was amazing. So we'll talk more about that. And yes, thank you for this. And I hope that it helps everyone on the call. It truly helped me. Mm-hmm. And I will share the recording link with you as well.
Yes. Sounds good.
All right, everyone, have a good night and have an even phenomenal morning. Make sure you make those to-do lists tonight.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And don't forget your prayers. Don't forget them prayers, okay? All right. Thanks again. And everyone, like Keisha said, have a great night. Thanks again for coming in. And I love you all. Bye.
Good stuff. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
All right. Well, yes, we will be talking. Like, I literally wrote your name down. I was like, dang, I ain't got no paper. I'm like, I got this piece of mail.
That's right. Look, by any means necessary. Girl, that's why I had to say, you know what? Every room needs a notebook. Because if it don't, I'm going to be doing that right there.
Yes. It's so crazy. I just say that because I...